never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Nesty.
Yep, Stevie Ray Vaughan, this reminds me. You know who I saw last night performing?
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
No. That would be a little tough.
J.D. Simo.
Our little, but he's not little anymore.
I bet not.
Our J.D. Simo has grown up.
I don't know who he is.
Before you got involved with the show, he's an incredible, incredible guitar player.
When we met him, when we knew him back before he was famous, he was like 13.
He was on a show with Adam one time. I read it.
The blues guy. In fact, the very first show we did, he came in with a guitar and we were doing the computer blues and he would play these blues licks. And he was like 14 or something.
Mm.
Just an amazing young musician. I mean, he's all of like 19 now. He's got his third or fourth CD out.
Wow.
And he opened up the Bud Paseo Pavilion last night at
Do you want to hear a little piece he played?
Sure.
It's blues guitar.
Is it? Blues violin?
Did you notice that Brandon's ear's a little off?
Yeah. Slightly.
So anyway, it was real fun. You know what else was fun? Was eating all those crazy cheesecakes last night at Eric Jensen's new store. What, do you have, like 15 kinds of cheesecake?
Really?
Mm. Yeah, there was good cheesecake there.
Sounds good. Get to go.
I know.
He's having his grand opening event now.
That's right. Anybody in that Valveston Baseline area, if you're around there, you like cheesecake, go see Eric.
Or if you like 20-foot-tall computers, take up half the parking lot.
Go by and say hello to the balloon. All right, shall we go back to the phones here? Who do we have?
We have Steven.
Steven. Steven, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you.
Or the Computer Coroners.
I hope you can help me.
We'll try.
I'm ready to throw that computer out the window.
There you have it. That's when we become the computer coroners.
Coroners.
I have a Dragonite KT333 motherboard. It's a homemade computer.
Oh, yeah.
With an AMD 2000 processor.
You like trouble.
It's awfully colorful inside of that case, huh? Those are the most colorful motherboards on the planet. But go ahead.
Steven living on the edge.
Now, I was playing an online game, Halo.
Uh-huh.
And I'm running Windows XP on my computer.
Okay.
And for some reason, that game, it freezes up the computer. That's the only thing that ever does freeze it up. But anyway, I went to get it on, and it froze up, which means you have to do just a restart.
Just a hard reset, uh-huh.
And whenever you do that, it wants to automatically do a scan disk.
Correct.
And so it started to do the scan disk. It went to 8% and froze up again, which it's never done. Ever since then, it wouldn't read my hard drive at all. When on startup, you know, you can see if it's reading your hard drive.
Yeah, that's not good.
It wouldn't read it, and sometimes it would read it, but it wouldn't boot up. So I put another hard drive in from my other computer, and my computer won't read that hard drive either.
I know what the problem is.
What's that?
You've got a computer problem.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you. It sounds like you might have eliminated the hard drive issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you have a hardware problem. See how good I am?
Yeah. The most likely suspect, based on a 30-second synopsis of that nature, would be the controller on the motherboard is not either configured properly, took a hit. There's all kinds of possibilities there, but you definitely... The real test that you want to do is take your original hard drive and put it into another machine and see if you can read it. You know, slave it as a secondary drive.
Right.
Just see if you can see the data on it, and that'll then double confirm that it's not the hard drive.
It may also be...
I tried that, too, and I couldn't read it on the other hard drive or on the other computer, but they're different computers.
But you put it in not as the only drive. You put it as a secondary drive?
Correct. I did that.
Okay.
It wouldn't read it on that other computer.
Do they have the same file system? They're formatted the same way?
Probably not. Just do an F disk.
Well, no. I'm saying if one's NTFS and the other's FAT, then that's why.
Well, as long as the operating system's capable.
They're both the same, yeah.
Okay. Well, you might have more than one problem too. You might have had something that went out on the drive that caused problems on the board, or vice versa.
Where did you buy this fancy motherboard?
Fry's.
Prize
electronics. Oh, I was going to say, you could take it back and see if they'll test it for you, but I'm not going to suggest that in this case.
No,
they charge you.
Well, besides that, they don't really test anything.
Right. Okay, now what
they hold it up to the light and say, looks good to me.
Right.
Oh, stop. They do more than that.
Yeah, they shake it.
What I notice is I'm getting a... I did notice at one time there's a stop 7 error.
Oh, now I know what it is.
Oh, that clears everything up.
And it looks like, I'm not positive... But on startup
of
the
computer. Hey, Steven.
Yes.
We're boring the heck out of everyone else that's out there, but you know what? We're going to try to give you some help. We're going to put you on hold. We'll talk to you off the air, okay?
Great.
We'll get you some more help there, because I can see that this is going to become...
Yeah.
We're going to become the computer snoozers.
I parked him. And let's see if... do you want to see if Ernie...
Yeah, let's do
...has
that.
Some help, or do we need to do our geek speak? What?
You know what? We're so short on time, aren't we?
We got 2.5 minutes.
Hit me with the Winchester.
Okay. Did you know the first true sealed hard drive was called the Winchester?
And why would they call it a Winchester?
Well, because it was made out of the same material or alloy metal that the Winchester rifle was made out of. So they made these hard drives out of that metal, and then they named it after that rifle, the Winchester
rifle.
And
it just kind of stuck, and then everybody started using that, like Kleenex,
yes,
huh?
Yes. Yeah. Instead of calling it an IBM hard drive, it's now a Winchester.
So IBM was the first one to do that.
Correct. And there's much more information if you go to that link.
That's the sound of a bad Winchester drive.
Hey, our recovery labs heard that. Hey, what's our Geek Speak of the Week?
Geek Speak of the Week is Stress Puppy. A stress puppy is a person who seems to thrive on being stressed out and whiny.
That was a puppy.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
And finally, our free download of the week.
Our free download of the week is Tweak UI.
Tweak UI for Windows XP.
Correct. Just for Windows XP. Not the normal Tweak UI. It's for Windows XP.
So this is like a tweak toy for more sophisticated, more knowledgeable technical people.
Correct.
Those of you that don't know what you're doing on a computer need
Use
not apply.
It. Exactly.
Do not download this utility.
It can cause those people damage, because if you don't know how to use it, you will definitely screw up your computer.
You know that whole Winchester gun thing?
Yes.
Yeah. You may be pointing it at your head when you're playing with it with this tool, so be very careful. It's really for the technically astute.
Yeah, it's a power toy. It's fun stuff.
Are we really out of time already?
Almost there.
We're almost there.
I hate that. Well, listen, Ernie, Steven, you guys, hang tight. We'll get you off the air and see if we can help you at all. Those of you that didn't make it in, sorry if you emailed us. We looked at a bunch of them. We tried to come up with something on some of them and couldn't because of time.
And
time
next week is only a half hour.
So it's getting worse. So check out the resources we have posted on our website, datadoctors.com, or you can go to computerproblems.com, which is our free resource of thousands and thousands of previously asked questions, as well as a place for you to submit your own question if you'd like.
Yep.
And of course, if all else fails, just call any of our stores and ask them as if you're doing the radio show.
Exactly. Yeah.
Say, hey, can I bring my thing down there and you take a look at it real quick?
Whatever you want to do.
Sure, we can probably do that.
Call them. That's what's nice about having all these new stores now.
Yes.
It's not like just me and Brandon trying to help everybody.
Oh, remember those days?
Oh, man. Painful. And, of course, if you like what you hear on the show and you want to get it delivered free of charge to your inbox every week, register for our newsletter. Subscribe to our newsletter. It's absolutely free. We don't spam. In fact, it's a double entry. You have to say absolutely yes, I want to be on the list.
Yes,
so,
you do it at datadoctors.com. You look for the subscribe section.
Absolutely. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Michael Valdivia that we're going to sign off here and make way for the Diamondbacks, but we always end the show by reminding you...
If it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
See you for half an hour next week.
Wow.